V'samachtem l'fnei Hashem shivasyomim with the harbaminim. Everything is about simcha. The Rambam brings in the simcha, and he talks about the simcha, and then he finishes with this general principle of the simcha that a person should feel, the joy they should feel in any time they do mitzvahs or in loving Hashem generally. Avoid the gadolahi, but it's big work. And anybody who holds back or refuses to engage in this simcha, roile paramimene, should stay away from people like that. Shenamak, as the pasuk in the Toichacha brings all the horrific Toichacha, tachas hashalav vada Hashem lekecha b'simcha uvetuv levav. Since the person didn't serve Hashem with simcha, therefore all this bad stuff can happen. V'cholam megis data, and anybody who has gaiva, v'cholik covered la'atzmai, and attributes, portions covered to themselves, umiskabed be'enov, and is honorable in their own eyes, b'mkomas elu, in these areas, choyta v'shoyta, is a sinner and a fool. Which raises an immense question. You'd think the opposite of simcha is atzvos, is sadness. But the Rambam is clearly linking a lack of simcha in mitzvahs to being cholek kavod, to a person being cholek kavod to themselves, and thinking themselves in arrogant sorts of ways. V'alzeh is shloim, and that's a shloim. HaMelech says, al tishadet v'ei melech, right? V'chol ha'mash b'latzmei, whereas the midav anova, a person who lowers themselves, or mekel gufoi b'mkoim v'seila, and lightens their perspective on their body in these areas, that's the godla mechubad ha'oved ma'ahava. This is somebody who's great, and mechubad, who is oved ma'ahava. Okay, and David HaMelech, that's what David HaMelech does when he v'niklois yoid, mizois v'isi shafal be'enayis, right, v'enay gedula v'akovod, and the gedula, true gedula uncovered is only the smayach l'fnei Hashem. And David HaMelech himself was mefazes and mekarka l'fnei Hashem when he was dancing as the aron is being taken up. So this raises a very interesting question on Zman Simcha Seinu. What is the link between this simcha that we're meant to be doing and these things the Rambam's talking about? He's connecting lack of simcha to gaiva and being machabed oneself. Simcha is connected to anova and so on. So this we need to really to get some kind of grip and understanding of, and how Zman Simcha Seinu helps align us with all of this. To really get deep into, I wanted to actually today, although I think we are quite short on time, but we will see what we can do. Just focus on the following issue. I think one of the ways to enter the whole world of Sukkos is via understanding the tikkunim of Gan Eden, the chet of Gan Eden and so on. And the reason is that we see beferish in Chazal that the whole issue of Sukkos is connected to Gan Eden. Many, many rayas to this. One of them is simply in the Gemara itself. Before one gets into the Zohar Kodesh, I'm thinking the Gemara itself, when the Gemara says, the first Mishnah in Sukkah lists the psulim of a Sukkah, one of them being that it's not 10 tefachim high, that's no good. And the Gemara asks, that's not the issue there, sorry, that's a different issue, or that's a related issue actually. The Gemara says later on in the Mishnah that the halachas of the Schach, that it's got to be gedulei karka, and it can't be makabal tumah, right? It's got to be something that grew from the ground, and it can't be something that has been fashioned in some kind of keli, some kind of vessel. How do we know? Rish Lakish says, because it says ve'edi alem in aretz, that the mist came out of the ground. And since the mist was gedulei karka, it grew from the ground, and it was not a makabal tumah, right? It hadn't been fashioned into anything that can be makabal tumah, therefore our schach has to be as well. So, what's the aid of the mist of Gan Eden got to do with the sukkah? It's a hanocha pshuta in the Gemara, just as an assumption that obviously, certainly according to the man to Amma, the sukkah is ananei akavod, that obviously it's linked back to Gan Eden. It doesn't even need thinking. It's, by the way, a very worthwhile exercise to do, to go through the first two prokim of, especially the first parak, of Masechah Sukkah, and see all the limudin the Gemara makes about halachas of the sukkah, and what assumptions it's assuming, what halachas pshutos it just takes. The example I was with this thing accidentally said before of the sukkah ten tefachim is it just assumes that the sukkah is going to have some kind of kedusha of the oron, right? The shechina has to be, is never yored less than ten tefachim, so the schach has to be ten tefachim, and the oron was ten tefachim, and it's an incredible set of hanochas the Gemara makes. But here we see that the Gemara is assuming the schach has some kind of aspect of Gan Eden to it. Elsewhere we see that the Arba Minim will have some kind of chibur to Gan Eden, right? That the Ramban brings ala Torah, that the Esrog is the Eitz Hadas, because Tam Eitz Tam Per Yashavin. We in fact say We, in fact, one of the definitions of how the Torah itself doesn't call it an asher, but the Torah calls it pre-eitz hadar. So one of the limudim in the Gemara is eitz atam, atam eitz atam peri shavin, right? That the taste is the same between the pre and the, that's why it's called a pre-eitz hadar, rather than a pre-hadar. It's not a beautiful fruit, it's the fruit of a beautiful tree. And it happens to be, but metzias, the esrog is one of the only species the Gemara discusses why it couldn't be one of the others, but one of the only ones around today where if you puncture its stem, it has exactly the same taste as the actual fruit itself, which you can test for yourself. So in other words, but that the Ramban says is the Eitz HaDaas of Gan Eden. And elsewhere we find the lulav being compared to the Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim is called Tzadik and Tzadik HaTama Yifroch. The Gemara in Shabbos that goes through the Albam Sugya of lining up the letters of the alphabet ends up calling Gan Das, which Rashi says and clearly is referring to Gan Eden, and therefore Hadassim is the Gan Eden itself is Mugdar as a Gan Das, and the Naharos Yotzim Eden is connected to Arve Nachal. So on every single aspect of wherever we turn, in the Arba Minima, the Peiros of Gan Eden, the Sukkah itself is the, we're living inside Gan Eden, and our Tfilas Geshem is the Adam Ein La'avodas Adama. The reason there was no rain had yet fallen, and there was no one to work the ground, and Avoida Shebelev's Tfilah, and has it gone?
It's gone.
Gone, okay, good. And Avoida Shebelev's Tfilah, and therefore, and that's the Tfilas Geshem. So everything of Sukkot is linked back to Gan Eden. So I wanted to just be ma'ira the following, to do with the chait of Gan Eden and see how aspects of Sukkot and its simcha and the Rambam over here are relating straight back to a lot of these issues. So the story of the chait of Adam Arishon, I will jump straight into the Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam himself discusses this at length in the second chapter of the Moreh Nevuchim, where he quotes a chacham, he quotes somebody who's wise who asks the following kasha. He asks, how could it be that all das is a chait? Could it really be a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want us to have das? What separates us from an animal, right, is our das. So how could it be that eitz das is chait? And the Rambam corrects him. But okay, eitz das tovara, it's not all das, some das we could have had, but even das tovara, surely that's machalik between the Adam and Behema. So why could it be that knowing good and bad, having moral knowledge, is a result of a chait? How can such a thing be? And on that the Rambam says, this thing wants to learn Torah too. On that the Rambam says, says that the person didn't understand carefully what's happening, and koidem achet there was a knowledge called emes v'shaker, and after the chet there's a knowledge called tovara. What's the difference? So the Rambam says, I'll give you an example. He gives an example of saying that the world is round, right? Is clearly something that's emes. You can't say it's tov, right? The fact that the world is round. And if somebody said the world is flat, you'd say it's sheker, it's false. You wouldn't say it's ra, it's bad. You don't describe facts of the way the physical world is, facts of the matter, in terms of good and bad. You describe them as right and wrong, true or false, emes and sheker. On the other hand, our experiences, our sensations, are always described in terms of tov or ra. We describe how something looks or sounds or smells or tastes or feels in terms of good or bad, right? We do that in English too. So you'd say the food tastes good or it tastes bad, the scenery looks good, looks bad, or you'd use other words, beautiful, wonderful, amazing, right? Or it's disgusting and horrible or revolting. But these are all words that we will then apply, not just how something looks or how it sounds or how it tastes. We'll also use it to describe moral acts. Acts, a person is moisa nefesh to do something or they give a lot of stock or something. So we'll say it's good, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's amazing. In Lashon HaKodesh we say it's toiv. Right? And if a person, chas v'shalom, whatever, we hear a story of a mass murderer, you know, some dictator who bombs half their country, so we'll say that it's disgusting, it's horrible, it's revolting. And in the same way, we would describe a piece of music that was horrible or food that was horrible. We use the same lashonas. Why? Because this is the yesod the Rambam gets to. Since that's why I changed at the chait of Adam Rishon. Once upon a time, we would have talked about emes and sheker. Emes is Ratzon Hashem. God's will is reality. Everything else is illusion. Since the chait, we don't talk in terms of emes and sheker, of reality and illusion. We talk in terms of tov and ra. Why? Because tov and ra relate to how things feel to us. The reason we describe food as really good or wonderful, or the music is amazing or beautiful, or all these words, these adjectives we use, are because they make us feel good, beautiful, wonderful, or disgusted and revolted, horrified. So we express, we describe the world in sensations the way it makes us feel, not the way anything really is, not Emerson Schacker. We hope that our feelings are roughly aligned to something true in the world. We hope that when we feel good about hearing somebody who swam in some river to save someone's life, we hope that's because we're aligned roughly with something true. And we hope when we feel disgusted that we hear about somebody bombs their own civilians, we hope it's because we're aligned with things. But we're not always. Our instincts aren't always true. And where this breaks down the most is it simply creates a scenario where post the Chet of Adam Arishon, every human being is living in their own little bubble. If we actually listen to the Lashonis of the Pesukim, you'll see something amazing. Once one learns our Pi, the Rambam, everything in the Pesukim that the Nochash says to the Isha turns out to be very accurate, and yet, here we go. But what's the Nochash say? So he first says, Afkiyah melekim lo seichel mekol etzagan, right? Did God say, can't eat from the trees of the garden? Vatoyma Isha la Nochash, and she says, Vipri etzagan neichel, we can eat from everything. Right, can't touch or eat the central tree. She was wrong on the touch, but the Nachash says to the woman, you will not surely die. Now that's not clear if that's true, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you do die. So there's some level on which death happens, but there's some level on which what the Nachash says is true, and they don't die. The next thing the Nachash says is, that God knows the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, you'll be like God, or depends on which pirush you follow here, knowing good and bad. That's all the Nachash says. Doesn't say anything else after that. And the amazing thing is, the four statements he makes, you will not surely die, right? The day you eat, your eyes will be opened. The third statement, you'll be like a God, yodei tov v'ra, knowing good and bad, all four turn out to be true, at least on some level. On some level, they don't die. The two psukim later, v'tepakachna in ishneim, the eyes of both of them opened, which is interesting. So how did they see before? Hebeferish says in Pasuk Zayim, v'teira isha, she could see, but in Pasuk Ches says v'tepakachna in ishneim, the eyes of both of them opened, which implies they could see without the eyes being opened. Interestingly enough, so the Nachash says your eyes will be opened. And then, a little bit later, right at the end of the Yitzir, just as they're leaving Gan Eden, Vayoyim Hashem Elokim Posachov Beis, Heino Adam Hoya Ka'achad Memenu Da'as Tovara. Yes, Adam has become, like a Kodesh Baruch in some sense, knowing Tovara. So you want to ask, what is wrong with what the Nachash says? And the Rambam's telling you the answer. Everything the Nachash says is true. But what is he saying? The Nachash is saying that your eyes will be opened means now you'll see the world through your little eyes. Beforehand, you could see the world the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the world. Now all you're left with is seeing the world through your little eyes. That's all. Subjectivity. And that will be the shorish of the entire breakdown of everything that will happen ever after. Because it's a ma'isim b'chol yom, metzias b'chol yom, that two human beings, good people, can get into a horrible argument, a horrific machloikas. Each one only sees the world through their eyes. I measure what you did to me by how much it hurts me. I measure what I did to you by how badly I intended it. It's never as badly intended as it actually hurts. And so both of us start really thinking the other one's being horrible. And worse than that, as Reb Chaim Volozhin tells us, that since Chet Adam Rishon, there's almost never been a Maisa that doesn't have some good and some bad. It might be 99% good with a percent of bad, 99% bad with a percent of good. If you love somebody, you will see the good in everything they do. When your brain is trained, you'll find it. It's there, so you'll find it. If you don't like somebody, you will absolutely be able to find the bad in everything they do. It doesn't matter what they do. They daven a long Shemoneh Esrei, they're just trying to look good. They give tzedakah, they're just trying to suck up to this. A brain can do anything. And we can create a world of total destruction. And the shorish neshama of everybody, which is Adam Rishon, this chet is munach in all of us. Which means that the tikkun of all of this is learning to see reality, learning to see the world through other people's eyes, which is the shorish of the tzedek tishbet zami secha. What's the world look like through their eyes? And learning to see the world as the best we can, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu does, and that's Talmud Torah keneged kulam. This is in terms of the chet of Adam Rishon. By the way, there is a there is one thing the Nachash does say that isn't true. It's a very subtle thing. And I don't know the Makoris. I know I heard it from Rav Mendel Blach when I was in Yeshiva over 20 years ago. But it's very beautiful. Is that all the way, we know there's two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's many names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we know the two that we use the most in Tefillah, most in the Torah, is the Shem Havaya, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Shem Elokim. And we know that in Halacha, the Kavana we have in Shem Elokim is the Bala Koichos Kulam, because the word Elohim is a secular word that means Koichos. Anything with strength, power, whether it can be false, it can be Elohim Acherim, it can be political rulers, it can be judges are called Elohim, right? Everything is called, Malachim can be called, everything can be called Elohim. It's when we connect it, and that's a plural word in Lashon HaKodesh, when we connect it back to the source, to the Bala Koichos Kulam, we see all the Koichos in the world, and we realize they all have a one source they come from. At that point, then it becomes a Shem Kodesh, it becomes a Shem V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, it becomes a singular word. And that's what we mean by the name Elohim. That which is ultimately behind all the order, all the forces, all the things that we see in the world. The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is much deeper. It's the source of the Midas HaRachamim and so on, but it's a much deeper thing, that it goes all the way back to Adon HaKol, the root of all reality, the rots behind all creation and so on. So, if you look in the first, in 7 days, in the Shiva Simei Bereishis, entertainment for the day. The Shiva Simei Bereishis, where everything's being about laws and rules and koichas that are being aligned, the only name that appears is the name Elohim. Ad kadei kach that Rashi brings, that in fact, b'tchila olav machshav, the reis olav b'mitzadin. This was feel them all over now, psychology. B'mitzadin, right? There really is. Oh, there you go. Thank you. Fantastic. It's create the world b'mitzadin. And so on. So in other words, the name, the Shiva Simei Bereishis are built entirely with the Shem Elokim. Then in the next part of the Torah, when we zoom in on the creation of Adam, and everything is about the relationship, it needs both names. Because the name Elokim is what you see in the world. You see the laws, the rules, the order, the structure. And then you have to work out back, there's a shorish to all this. The name Hashem is when you directly relate to the fact there's a will behind all this, a rotz in lehetiv that's behind all of this, and you're connecting both what you see and what you don't see together. In every relationship is like this, what you see of the person, their face, their voice, the first things you apprehend, and then the recognition there's an infinite, there's an enormous depth behind this. The two together that build relationship, and therefore, from the minute we finish Vayichulu, every pasuk after that will have the name Hashem Elokim, all the way through Kaseida. You can check this out yourself, that it's all Kaseida like this. Eile told the Shomayim Eretz Bibarom, B'yoyim Asayis Hashem Elokim Eretz Shomayim. Now that we're going to create Adam and in relationship with Adam, everything will be Hashem Elokim. Everything, without exception, V'yatzmach Hashem Elokim in Adam, HaKol Eitz Nechmod, etc., etc. And you can just go through yourself and see, V'yikach Hashem Elokim as Adam, V'yanichei B'gan Eden, V'yitzav Hashem Elokim in Adam, etc., it's Hashem Elokim all the way through until the beginning of Perek Gimel. V'anochashaya Orim Mikol Chayas Asada She'oma Hashem Elokim, She'os Hashem Elokim, right? V'yoyim El Ha'isha, he says to the woman, Afki Omar Elokim, he changes the name. He says, let's start talking only about what you see. You see the laws that you recognize somewhere in the distance, but let's talk from your perspective. And she says, she falls for it. And so he says, right, now that we're talking from your perspective, I'll show you how far this thing can go. Etc. In they go, I can make you, you could become like that. Now listen to what happens. Pasuk Kas Vayishmu is Koil after the Chet Hashem Elokim Mishalech Bagan Neruach Hayoyim. They hear the voice of Hashem Elokim coming into the garden. Vayischabe Adam VeIshtoy Mipnei Hashem Elokim B'Seichet Zagon. They can't deal with reality anymore. After the Ma'isa of the Chet, you'll see the name Hashem and Elokim pretty much are separated all the way through Bereishis and all the way through the beginning of Shemois until we're ready to stand once again before Hashem and hear the Koil of Hashem Elokim. And where's that? Har Sinai, and what's the first word? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And that's what Chazal say. Poskuzo Masam Shal Nachosh. We undo. We're back in Gan Eden. Everything is going to. We're supposed to live forever at that point. And then we lose the Egel Azav, where they say Eila Elohecha Yisrael. They don't even mention the name Hashem. And from there on, the Shemites appear separately, all the way till Sefer Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu spends the whole of Sefer Devarim talking about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad Atar Eisel Adatzki Hashem Hu Elokim Vayadat Amir Moshe Yisrael Levachik Hashem Hu Elokim. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's big plea. This becomes our mahalach. The actual kapara that's done, the time in the year where we sort of revisit the moment where there was a proper kapara, of course, is Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, we end Yom Kippur. Minag Kol Yisrael Hashem Hu Elokim. This is what we're saying. We want to be ready for that relationship once again. And then we go straight into Sukkos. And the Yesod, therefore, is as follows. There's much more to say. I wanted to bring many more things, but since we're limited on time, let me just bring this Yesod. This is the idea, really, of what the Rambam's telling us. That the Simcha Shismach, the natural state of Asiyas HaMitz and Avas HaKel, is a state of Simcha. The Minia of this is exactly this, the self-centered perspective that began with the Chet of Adam Rishon. This is the idea of Chalam Megis Date V'Cholet Kovod La'atzmoy, is living directly in the Chet, where he's the center of reality. And whenever we think we're the center of reality, that's what pulls us down from the state of Gan Eden and pulls away from, whereas Chalam Mashpil Atzmoy Mekel Gufo B'Mkoymas Elu, that's the Godel Mechubad Ha'ovid Ma'ahava. Anyway, and that's why the Arab Aminim themselves are the Paris of Gan Eden, the Tikkunim of Gan Eden. I'm out of time. I did want to share, but I guess we won't have time to do it right now, that if you want to be ma'ayin in the Shemesh Shmuel, you will see in Tov Reish Pei how he says that each of the Arab Aminim is a tikkun of one of the major chatoim, the Gimel Chamuris, plus the Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam. But if you then wanted to be medayik further, you could look in that Rambam and you'll see how the Lashonas match up as well with that too. But that's all we've got to say for now. We should be zeichet to Zman Simchasenu. And through the avoid of simcha in Asiyas HaMitz and Avas HaKel Shetziva Bahem, the avoid of Gedoyla Be'ez Hashem should be zeichet to undo all that's mentioned in the Tachas Hashem Lo Yavad Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. We should be zeichet to Arachem and Yochim Lonis Sukkos Dalut HaNefalas. It should be B'mehiru V'Yomeinu.
Amen.